Welcome back. This is Jeff Wentz talking to you in case you're new to the program, and I'm glad you're along. Thanks for choosing to spend some time here tonight or in the future if you are tuning in down the road in our archives, by the way. David John Oates was here, two weeks ago, and we learned a lot about John Kerry and got some pretty interesting insights into the apparent ego configuration of John Edwards. Hope you were able to hear that program. It is in the archives if you missed it. And I asked David to please stay on top of this. He is more than happy to do it. He has a basket full of new reversals tonight. Speech reversals were always interesting from day one. They are even more interesting now as our times have become more treacherous and strained than ever, especially in the last program. I think those insights with reverse speech into John Kerry and John Edwards were very helpful to a lot of people. I know they certainly were enlightening to me. And David is back with us tonight with some more speech reversals, not only political, but on the Scott Peterson trial, the very infamous Lacey Peterson murder case. And welcome back, David. This case seems to have rekindled a lot of public interest already.
Yes, it does. I'm actually quite surprised at the interest. I posted the reversals on Scott Peterson two or three days ago, and been flooded with emails about them. Of course, the case is right up in the news now. I mean, I'm watching it right now as I speak to you on Fox. They've been running it constantly, so it's certainly got high media interest.
It's also certainly not the most important story in the galaxy, but that's Fox.
That's exactly true. But hey, listen, it's salacious. It's got all the elements of a good plot, the hidden lover, and
it's a script writer's delight, and for sure. So I'm glad you're back tonight. I wanted to again point out the last program with David John Oates, who is the founder, discoverer, and researcher of reverse speech, and his website, of course, is available by clicking on his name at rents.com. It is reversespeech.com. If you're new to this fascinating area of research, please go to reversespeech.com and spend some time listening. There are over 6,000 examples of this fascinating world of inquiry that David has pioneered, and you can listen to them anytime you'd like. If you want to hear David's last visit here with all the reversals of Kerry and Edwards, it is the program of August 4th, 2004. Okay, so Peterson is on trial, no longer bleach blonde or whatever he was. He's looking more himself these days,
yep.
Whatever that is.
Yep.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, then why don't we just start right in with the Scott Peterson reversals, I think, and we'll start examining them. So he's on trial. The prosecution's case has been a little bit shaky with some political pundits, some media commentators saying they half expect him to get off or for there to be a hung jury. So, we'll see. It's mainly a circumstantial case. They've got very little physical evidence. There's also no cause of death has been determined for Lacey. Of course, her body was washed up on the shore with the head and limbs missing, so obviously very difficult to determine a cause of death with a body in that state. So it's got all these mysterious elements to it, and we will examine those as we go. One of the first things I noticed about Scott's Peterson's reversals when you examine them is a high level of incongruent reversals. In other words, he is saying something opposite backwards to what he's saying forwards, or he's even on a, and sometimes his mind seems to be on something totally different, because what he says almost seems to be right out into left field. But anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to look at two interviews that he's done. One, the very first interview he did with Diane Sawyer, then we'll look at the NBC interview he did, and also they've released some of the telephone recordings that he made with Amber Fry, so we've got some of those reversals.
Before you jump into that, Let me ask you, just for our newcomers, and we don't leave it behind, why it is so common for reverse speech to show congruency in the reversal in most cases, and that means if you're talking about food and forward speech, something in your reverse speech said at the same time will usually reflect food. I mean, that's called congruent reversal.
But right.
In this, you're saying there are lots of incongruency, which usually means, usually, but not necessarily always, that the person is lying, because the reverse speech for you newcomers, the actual subconscious speaking in reverse, speaks the truth, as that person truly knows it.
Right, exactly correct. We actually call that the principle of speech complementarity, where the forwards and the reverse relate to each other. Like if someone's talking about their favourite meal, you're probably not going to get a reversal about the golf game they played last week, as you pointed out. And most of the reversals will be either congruent or incongruent to what's being spoken forward. Now, when we looked at John Kerry's reversal, a lot of his reversals were congruent. They were communicating the same thing. Now, some of John Edwards' reversals were incongruent. They showed some other ulterior motives that he had running. Well, listen, for the newcomers, why don't I play a very well-known speech reversal that I've played many, many times before, but it shows the principle of complementarity very well. This is, of course, Neil Armstrong's famous words, walking onto the lunar surface, and here it is forwards.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And, of course, as he's walking onto the moon, we hear him say, man will spacewalk. And of course, he's not talking about the golf game he played last week. He's talking about walking on the moon, or, you know, walking in space, and the future of humanity is in space.
So the reversal was congruent with the forward speech, exactly.
Exactly correct. Here, let me play another very simple one that shows congruency. This is Bob Dole resigning from the Senate when he was going to run against Bill Clinton in 96.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
And he's speaking with great passion forwards and about his service in the Senate, and backwards he says, it's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
And once more.
It's an honor.
And so we hear a congruent emotion communicated. And this time the two reversals relate and match each other. So we can say that as he's speaking that speech, he's being honest and congruent and meaning what he says.
Very well illustrated, and I think everybody listening now has a firm grasp on that. So let's go ahead with Scott Peterson's speech reversal.
All right. Now, we're going to play these in order of their occurring, and the very first reversal right up is pretty much a smoking gun. So let's play it forwards. He's responding to the question. Reporter says, did you murder your wife?
Did you murder your wife?
No.
Okay, now I'm going to play the forwards again. Why don't you notice how his voice forwards is a little bit muffled, you know, it's sort of choked.
No, I just thought.
Okay, so he says, no, I did not. And we run that backwards, and he says quite clearly, neck, I hit hard. So let's play it, and then we'll discuss what that means.
Neck, I hit hard.
And again.
Neck, I hit hard.
We'll do it once more.
Neck, I hit hard.
And you hear that one okay, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what we're seeing is while he's saying no, he's actually flashing back to the crime scene in his mind. And as we continue on, he actually has another reversal about the neck. And so we get this visual image of him hitting her hard in the back of the neck.
Yeah, this is just to put a disclaimer out there, this is what reverse speech demonstrates, and David John Oates has spent over 20 years investigating, researching, and developing this as a technique, not only for use in private therapy sessions, but in corporate sessions, and it has been used in legal settings, and I suspect one day it will be widely used in legal settings. Okay, in just a couple minutes we will continue a very very telling reversal with Scott Peterson. David John Oates and yours truly, Jeff Rentz, are here.
Reminding you, the Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. The HHA specializes in keeping you healthy and alive. They provide outstanding products like SEAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. And they have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name just a few. HHA also trains naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on their website and receive their 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to the herbalhealer.com website and check out their online member testimonials and hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.95 for just 12 months, then you are already approved for a brand new IBM, Dell, eMachine, or other name brand computer guaranteed. You heard right. Bad credit? No problem. There is no credit check, so you will not be turned down. If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.95 for just 12 months, you are approved for your brand new name brand computer. Just call 800-588-0596. Freedom Frog Funding says you are approved. So give us a call today at 800-588-0596 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. And if you act now, we'll add a $200 upgrade and a one-year warranty for free. You heard right. We will upgrade your computer and throw in a warranty absolutely free. So don't wait. Let Freedom Frog Funding send you the computer of your dreams today. Call 800-588-0596. That number is 800-588-0596.
As the election draws nearer, True Torah Jews are disturbed by the frequent references by politicians to the need for U.S. involvement in Israeli politics. The politics and policies of the so-called State of Israel should play no part in governing the United States or in our upcoming elections. U.S. Jews are American citizens and believe our politicians should be addressing the many problems we are facing here at home and not those in the State of Israel. The politicians who expound about supporting the State of Israel are after the Jewish vote. We feel this only fuels anti-Semitism, further conflict, and potential danger to Jews worldwide. Traditional Jews would withhold votes for such candidates because their motives are questionable and their position threatens Jewish civil liberties. We implore our government representatives to refrain from discussing issues involving Jews and to focus on homeland issues involving all Americans. To find out more, visit www.toratruejews.org. www.toratruejews.org.
I think that merits an encore.
Yes, it's really quite a fairly direct reversal and direct answer to the question. So here it is again, forwards.
Did you murder your wife?
No, no. I did not.
And here it is backwards.
Neck, I hit hard.
And we'll do it again. Neck, I hit hard.
Neck.
And once more. So, you know, I mean, if you accept that reverse speech is a valid phenomena and the information it contains is valid, then that's a fairly damning reversal. Then he continues on and he says, I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
No. And I had absolutely nothing to do with her disappearance. And
then when, it's actually a second reversal straight after that says, the cigarette, when you find this fact. Now, cigarette in this case is a metaphor. We'll discuss that once we play the reversal. Several people have emailed me about the meaning of cigarette. Some people suggested could it mean a final cigarette, you know, as in when you find this fact that I hit hard. But certainly it could be nerves or whatever. But anyway, sorry, Jeff.
Listening, that's okay. Listening to his initial denial, no, I did not. Just to my ears, that sounds bogus.
It doesn't
sound right in forward speech.
And the fact that he actually repeats it twice, some people who analyze speech will tell you that if they have to repeat it twice, it's usually an indication of a lie. And
I mean, it doesn't sound also like the man who lost a wife and baby he was about to become the father of.
Right.
Grief and agony. It doesn't sound like someone who was in love with that woman in the least.
No, absolutely. Oh, no. And the thing, you know, I've listened to several hours of this man forwards, and the thing that strikes me is, yes, a total lack of concern or compassion in any stretch of the imagination.
I didn't hear it either. Yeah,
no.
I mean, just that one right there.
Yeah, all right. Well, here's another reversal. He's talking about his lover, Amber Fry, and the reporter says, did you love her? Were you in love with her?
Were you in love with her?
No. I'd have to say that I respect her, and as I imagine everyone does after seeing her come out and do the press conference.
Okay, so no, I wasn't in love with her, and backwards he says, I sucked in Amber.
I sucked in Amber.
And again. Pretty sort of blatant reversal, and doesn't leave anything to the imagination.
No, it doesn't. And I'd like you, if you would, please play that again, forwards and backwards, and think about congruity and all the rest of it that we've talked about for you newcomers tonight.
All right, so here it is forwards.
Were you in love with her?
No. I'd have to say that I respect her. And as I imagine everyone does after seeing her come out and do the press conference.
And there it is, forwards, and here's a section backwards. I sucked in Amber.
I sucked in Amber.
And again.
I sucked in Amber.
And once more.
I sucked in Amber.
And for the new... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said
gee. Yeah, pretty basic. And for the newcomers, let's play this whole lot backwards, and you'll hear the gibberish, and then this very clear reversal, I sucked in Amber, and then back to gibberish again. And that's how this works. It, about once every 15 or 20 seconds, you get these very clear, sharp phrases amongst the gibberish that we claim is the unconscious mind speaking. So here we go. Oh, there it was, right at the very beginning. I'll do it again. And then it goes back into gibberish once again.
Very, very clear and very well spoken, David. This trial again, it's almost as if America has a some kind of a dietary need to have these kind of sordid trials every so often. We go back, as far back as one can think, there's always been something.
Yeah.
It seems like this. And we go back to, all of them. Sex and death trials, over and over and over again. It's a tabloid society we live in.
Yeah, it certainly does appear to be that way. And they love this type of stuff. I mean, this trial is even getting press coverage in Australia. You know, it's on the news here every night with the latest details. So there you go.
I don't have television. I don't watch it. And I really have only heard Peterson a couple of other times, just little clips in the news. He's got a real strange way of speaking. It's almost as if he's got that affected lazy speech.
Mm. Yes, you're quite right. Yes, he does. Mm.
It's okay. Not exactly a confidence builder in my book. Okay, right back with David John Oates. And don't forget his website. It's a marvelous place to visit, reversespeech.com. Over 6,000 examples of this most fascinating look into the human unconscious mind.
Are you hearing everything okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing everything fine. Uh-huh.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
righty. Uh-huh.
Bye.
1-8101 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Guarantees your satisfaction. Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
The following conversation is real. It took place on October 15th, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Emergency, this is Barbara. Is there an emergency in the vehicle?
There's a big tree down that went on the wires, and there's live wires all over the road.
Okay, so you're on New Road approaching Brookhaven. I'll contact emergency personnel. I'll conference you in momentarily.
Okay, thank you.
Emergency dispatch, where's your emergency?
This is Barbara calling from OnStar. I need to report an emergency on New Road approaching Brookhaven. There's a tree down with live wires. I'm going to conference in the Good Samaritan. Ma'am, I have 911 on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. What happened?
There's a tree down that...
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com.
Mrs. Turner, are you on a stage? Will they arrive?
You know, I'll just wait until somebody gets here. I'm afraid if a child comes and touches it, that's my concern. No, I don't need you on the line. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for being a good Samaritan today.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
In the 60 seconds you hear my voice, another 20,000 animals will be killed for food in the United States. That's more than 1 million animals every hour. Most of the 10 billion chickens, turkeys, pigs, and others live on factory farms where cruelty and neglect are standard business. Egg-laying hens are confined in cages so small they can't even flap their wings. Mother pigs are kept in crates so narrow they can't even turn around. Chickens and turkeys raised for meat are selectively bred to grow so fast that their hearts, lungs, and legs often can't keep up with the unnatural growth. Fortunately, each one of us can help end this abuse every time we sit down to eat. By choosing vegetarian foods, we promote compassion over cruelty and help reduce the horrific suffering endured by farm animals. For your free vegetarian starter guide, including recipes, meal plans, and nutritional information, visit tryveg.com or call toll-free 1-866-MEAT-FREE.
David John Oates in Australia, live. We're doing reverse speech tonight on Scott's lazy voice, Peterson.
Okay, that's a good description, lazy voice, Peterson. He does tend to mumble and whisper as he's speaking.
I never trusted people like that.
Well, it's very difficult to, and you have a little bit of element of mistrust too, I find. All right, here's a... Here's one. He's talking about his relationship with his wife, Lacey, and he says, "No one knows our relationship but us."
Well, you don't know. No one knows our relationship but us.
We have a, once again, obscure reversal, though that doesn't seem to relate to what he's saying forwards, and he says backwards, "Silent, fishing, shield it."
Silent, fishing, shield it.
Well, that's a bit fast.
Silent, fishing, shield it.
But it's still there. Did you hear that one?
I did.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the police maintain that he went on a fishing trip as a cover-up for disposing of his wife's body. And so that reversal would tend to support police's claim. So, interesting reversal for you to ponder. Yeah.
It's all tying together. I know now there are chemicals that are beyond sodium pentothal that the government, they're pretty amazing. There's really no way to hold back anymore. We've had some examples of that on this program. People like that should volunteer to have those kind of chemical, I guess you could call them chemical regressions. And then there are other methods as well. I don't like this guy, but that's just my intuitive sense of it.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I haven't got to the real doozies yet. We're still flirting here, just a little bit. Here's one found on Lacey's brother, saying he doesn't trust Scott.
Went public, too.
However, Scott has not been forthcoming with information regarding my sister's disappearance, and I'm only left to question what else he may be hiding.
And backwards he says, beside himself with a new manic. And Scott Peterson does tend to exhibit manic behavior. He spent hundreds of hours on the phone, for example, talking to Amber Fry. So, anyway. All right, moving right along. Here is a reversal on Scott where he's... I'm talking about why has he kept silent previously and not talked to the media?
My silence previously was intended to keep the media involved in this case. It's a...
And backwards he says, the sex involvement.
It's the sex involvement.
It's the sex involvement.
And again.
It's the sex involvement.
And I would suggest that's the real reason why he hasn't talked to the media, because all of the salacious details about the affair with Amber Fry, and Also, too, some people theorize that he didn't go public because he didn't want Amber to actually see him on the TV. And this reversal would tend to support that he had those type of reasons behind not going public initially. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. She's the mother of two children.
Uh-huh, yes, she is.
And it's interesting. So he kept quiet to keep the media involved.
That's what he said, which seems a little bit strange.
Yes.
Yes. The reversal, the sex involvement, tends to point to his real reason. So, you know, let's play that again.
My silence previously was intended to keep the media involved in this case. It's a
And here we go backwards, the sex involvement.
It's the sex involvement.
It's the sex involvement.
And again. There you go. So, all right, let's move along to. I want you to. This reversal. I don't get many reversals that give me goosebumps anymore because I've been doing this for 21 years now, almost. But this one did. I want you to notice the emotions in the forward speech. Okay, so here we go.
I just, you know, I know that we're doing what we can to bring her home, and please, to everyone out there, it's more important the message to...
Okay, so speaking softly, he's mumbling, he seems to have a, you know, touch of tears in the background, he's pleading, he has this I am hurting type of emotion. Okay, pleading for help. Now, backwards, he says, closed it, her final red seal. Now, I'm going to play it, then we'll talk about what it means, but I want you to listen to the emotions, especially when he says the word final. There's a real aggression to it. Closed it, her final red seal.
Closed it, her final red seal.
Closed it, her final red seal.
And again.
Closed it, her final red seal.
Do you hear that, Jeff?
I certainly do.
And you hear the emotions in that. It's a real finality. You know, there's anger. There's aggression there. Now,
all of a sudden, that lazy voice is gone.
Oh, yes, it's completely gone. And you hear a completely different persona come out. And we're going to pursue this in some more reversals on this different persona. So let's play that again and compare the emotions. Oh, now let's talk about Final Red Seal first. Of course, it has the sense of sealing her fate, but I wonder if the body was not wrapped in something and the red is the stain of blood. I mean, that's a possibility. I'm sort of guessing and stretching a bit, but certainly sealed her fate. And I know when they found the body, it wasn't wrapped. But anyway, it's... just some thoughts I've got. So here we go, forwards.
And I just, you know, I know that we're doing what we can to bring her home, and please, to everyone out there, it's more important the message to...
Yeah, and a different person in reverse.
Closed it. Her final red seal.
Closed it. Her final red seal.
And again.
Closed it. Her final red seal.
Pretty intent, wouldn't you agree?
I completely agree, and that talk about finality—it's certainly right there in that that inflection and intonation. I agree.
Yep. Okay.
Hold on. I have a pause here to do a little business, and we'll do that and come right back. Again, reverse speech is just standing up and saying, "Look, here's what I found, and it's up to you to make your decision." But this. Wow, pretty intense stuff. Be right back with David John Oates.
Would you like to know what's happening in the stock market, real estate, and the economy before it happens? Well, this is Jeff Rentz, and my friends at ITM Trading interviewed some of the top economists, money managers, and newsletter writers in the world. And you can now get a CD copy of this vital conversation absolutely free. You can listen while you drive or relax at home. And again, it's absolutely free. What could you do with your money if you knew what was going to happen before it happened? Call ITM and get your free CD or tape cassette today. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Are interest rates going to rise? Will oil continue to soar? Is the stock market poised to crash? Is inflation going to roar? Find out. Call ITM Trading today and receive one of the most informative interviews of 2004. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. And ask for their free information packet about owning gold as well. Supplies are limited, so call today.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call 800-505-1561. That's 800-505-1561. For new customers only. Annual programming commitment required. Ask how you can get your first 6 months for only $29.99 a month of $60 value. Offer ends July 17th. Call now. 800-505-1561.
We're here with Cody. Cody, explain to us, what is Frontier Mortgage and Investment?
Okay, we have 100% loans available, not just for the home buyer, but for the investor as well. Now, we do, we're starting to get into commercial loans, $500,000 and up for the larger commercial projects.
And what about note buying?
On the note buying, Fairbanks particularly is very diverse in its financing capabilities, and you find a lot of owner-financed properties up here. For those people who have sold a piece of property and they're carrying the note on it, a lot of them don't understand that they can sell that note just like they sold the house. In some cases, I can actually get you more than the balance on the note.
Frontier Mortgage and Investment, 1717 College Road, 479-8686.
I mean, you know, we're here to help people solve their financing needs. If they can't get a conventional loan at the bank or mortgage lenders in town, then we're here to pick up the slack where the others leave off.
Reversespeech.com again is the website, and do stop by. If this is intriguing to you, I don't know how it cannot help but be fascinating. Reversespeech.com has over 6,000 examples of reverse speech, and they are amazing. Okay, David, go right ahead.
Okay, let's. Here's the reversal where he talks about how he can't sleep at night. So let's run that forwards.
The dark hours when I lose it, and you know, I can't sleep. I go to exhaustion occasionally and get a couple hours.
And backwards he says, feel snake.
Feel snake.
Feel snake.
And again.
Feel snake.
That's fairly ominous. That's why he can't sleep at night. He's got these, tormenting emotions with a reversal like that.
How could anybody sleep carrying that load around? Come on.
Oh, indeed. I don't know how anyone could sleep, quite frankly. All right, here's another one where he's calling for people to help them find Lacey.
I've lost that. They're focusing on me. we need to ask people when was the last time they really thought about Lacey missing as opposed to when.
And where he says they're focusing in on me, he says, seal my blood delivering that.
Seal my blood delivering that.
Seal my blood delivering that.
And again.
Seal my blood delivering that.
Another ominous reversal. He's got them everywhere. And, almost like seal my fate, you know?
Yeah, the one word that comes to mind is ghoulish.
Yeah, very ghoulish. Yeah, extremely. And, yeah, there's some more like it, too. He's, yeah, and, you know, I don't have time to play all the reversals on the show, but, so people, like you said, go to the website and listen to them. And listen to the emotions in this man's voice. And there's a whole lot more reversals on the site than we're going to play on the show, but there's just no doubt in my mind that, I don't know how you can listen to the reversals if you accept reverse speech and think that he's innocent in this. Alright, here's another damning reversal. We'll run it forwards first.
The newspaper article that was in the paper the next day had a photo of me in it with my niece looking at the candles.
Now, you remember the reversal, the first one we played that said, neck, I hit hard? Well, here's another reversal that uses the word neck. He says, sore neck, then he killed her. Now, I think he's referring to himself in the third person here, and we're going to pursue this theme a little bit later on. But anyway, here it is. Sore neck, then he killed her. And it's common for a verse speech to use third person.
Sore neck, then he killed her.
Sore neck, then he killed her. Sore neck, then he killed her.
And it's got that creepy sort of tone to it, if you can notice that. Did you hear that one? Jeff?
I did. I did. We have a slight delay here. I did, and I would like to play that one more time, would you?
All right. Here it is, Ford.
The newspaper article that was in the paper the next day had a photo of me in it with my niece looking at the candles.
And here it is, sore neck, then he killed her.
Sore neck, then he killed her.
Sore neck, then he killed her.
And again.
Sore neck, then he killed her.
It's
creepy, isn't it?
It's totally creepy.
Hmm.
There's nothing... Well, all right, carry on. This is... Yeah.
Yes. We actually found these reversals with the help of my Townsville training class in Australia, and all of us were getting creeped out just hearing these things. So, yeah, here's a very aggressive reversal, and although all of them have been pretty aggressive, this one is referring to. This one seems to refer to another part of him.
Right, when she was, Christmas Eve plans at Mom's house, or our mother's house, Christmas Day plans here.
Okay, once again, that very soft sort of tone forwards. And backwards we hear an aggressive reversal that says priest, as in, you know, Catholic priest, priest nailed bitch. Now, I think the priest in this case is he's referring to a part of his mind that has executed this divine, it's almost like a divine judgment.
Priest nailed bitch.
Priest nailed bitch. Priest nailed bitch.
Do you hear that one, Jeff?
Boy, sounds almost like a satanic execution statement.
It does. It's got that real sense to it, yes. And as you can see, I just don't have one or two reversals that are incriminating Scott Peterson. I have many. So, you know, it's... I'm always a bit reluctant, obviously, to go public with a conclusion to something with one or two reversals, but we have many, many reversals here that are all pointing to and saying the same thing. Now, here we have a reversal that I think points down to when he actually committed the crime. So here we go with it forwards.
And they're having a hard time believing why she wouldn't tell somebody about it. And they also say she wouldn't stand for that. She just wouldn't stand for it.
I know what you're referring to. I saw an interview this morning or last night with Lori in it, a friend of ours, and I saw Lori's comments that she, you know, didn't know that I told Lacey and didn't understand that. And she also said, and I know Scott, and there's no way he had anything to do with this.
Okay. Right, two reversals here. First one says, 1 midnight.
1 midnight.
1 midnight.
Very clear, very plain.
1 midnight.
Yeah. Doesn't get any more clear than that.
No, you couldn't want it much clearer than that. And then he says, straight after, almost immediately after, my nature and I bled. So this is the second time he used blood. I think as this crime was executed, he obviously bled during the process. It's in his nature. And who knows, it might have happened around midnight. I don't know.
I might, and again, I am a long way away and I've got a small earphone here. But do you hear possibly, instead of my, do you hear thy nature?
Oh, Jeff, it's funny you should say that, because I was actually flipping between my and thy when I documented it. So let's play that again.
Nine nature night.
You know what? I can hear thy. Let's do that again.
Nine nature night.
That would be totally consistent with him calling himself priest. He's referencing another part of his mind. This is his divine judgment, and he has executed this. And he also believes he's committed the perfect crime. And I've got a couple of reversals that illustrate that one as well. So,
okay, that does make sense. And ties right in. He's almost... Boy, what a way to construct. His unconscious mind is speaking in ways that... I don't hear too many like this in reverse speech, but that's interesting. He's almost speaking third person.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Well, he's using both first and third, like neck, I hit hard. That's first. But then he says he killed her. Saw neck, then he killed her. So that's the third person. And then the priest, and that's third person. Now, I need to point out, this is not uncommon in reverse. I do see this many times when I'm working with clients, but it seems particularly pronounced in this case here, and we can definitely see this dual nature.
We have just a couple minutes before the
oh right okay
right. So let me ask you this. Now, you watched this interview. I imagine most of Australia watched it. Diane Sawyer has been around the block a few times. How did his body language appear to you? I didn't see it.
He was very careful. He's obviously very skilled at what he was doing. He was sitting very still, being very certain not to use too many arm movements. I would say he was controlled, is how I would say. And okay. The crying was almost on cue.
He wasn't crossing and uncrossing his legs or clasping his hands or clenching his fists or anything like that.
Not that I can recall. I'd have to go back and have a look. Not that I can recall, no.
Right. Well, the body language matched the lazy voice Peterson.
Yes, it did. You know, it's funny. I had someone email me yesterday, and they were saying, I'm hearing these reversals. I just can't accept they're true, though, because he has such an honest face. And so he comes across as this pretty boy who's been hard done by. But you look at his reversals, and there's a whole different persona brewing underneath there. All right, do we have time for one more reversal, or are we getting...
How long, Gene, before our break? We've got a minute and 15 seconds.
All right, okay. Let's skip quickly to a couple of the telephone tapes. Here's a reversal I found on recorded telephone conversation between Scott and Amber.
You know, when I met
her... It hurts me to believe that I could have something to do with her disappearance.
And he says, it hurts me to believe... It hurts me that you believe I could have something to do with her disappearance. And backwards he says, you gotta feel the rigging was perfect. Let's play it, and then I'll talk about what it means. And once more. Did you hear that one, Jim?
I do. We have to pause right there. Yep. We'll come back and revisit that in a few minutes. And that's another clear one, and not just one or two words. Okay. Back with more, and David John Oates in just a few minutes.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of OPEN, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It helps me build my business.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet. As more people find their special someone on the Internet, Motel6.com is in the matchmaking business, too. After all, that's where you'll find Click 6 web bargains, big discounts at Motel 6 that are only available online. It's how eligible travelers find the deal of their dreams, and we won't even lie about our height. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. I'm an outdoorsy Pisces who likes long road trips and leaving the light on for you, and a core hotel.
Would you like to know what the future holds? Call the psychic phone line today and talk with a real live psychic. Our psychics are fully licensed and guaranteed to know what the future holds. Just listen.
Hello, psychic phone line, may I help you?
Tell me what the future holds.
Good news.
I'll be rich and successful?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
This morning, I was going to toast an English muffin, but the knob on the toaster had like 9 settings. 9! I can't deal with picking a shade of brown for my muffin. I'm trying to sell my house.
If you're looking to sell your house, let Coldwell Banker make it easier. We have a global network of agents who can find your buyer anywhere. Coldwell Banker. Visit ColdwellBanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated, except offices owned and operated by Energy Incorporated.
USA Radio Network News, this is Russ Rossman reporting. Congressman Sherwood Burlett, New York Republican, is the acting chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, sitting in after Congressman Porter Goss was named to head the CIA by President Bush. He's confident that the U.S. has become safer on the home front and that the war on terror is getting the job done. But he stresses the war on terror is not about one organization or one man.
The radicals, the fundamentalist Muslims, are determined to do us harm, and we're determined to protect our interest. And I'd say since 9/11, we're getting better at it every single day.
He says quite a few of the problems the intelligence community faces today is primarily due to the budget cuts in the mid-90s, and he said President Bush has acted to fix that.
We went through a period in the mid-90s when we were actually cutting back on our investment intelligence. That wasn't a very smart thing to do, but this president has recognized the importance of putting more money into intelligence. And that's exactly what we're doing. You can't get by in the cheap in an area like this. It's so critically important.
President Bush, meanwhile, visited a Boeing plant in Ridley, Pennsylvania today. He told a large gathering, "We are living in historical times.
There are quiet times in the life of a nation when little is expected of his leaders. This isn't one of those times. This is a time that requires firm resolve, clear vision, a strong belief in the values that make us a great nation."
This is USA Radio News.
Attention smart investors, if timing is the key to making money, now is the time to take a serious look at the heating oil market. Just as the jump in crude oil prices helped push up unleaded gasoline prices earlier this year, heating oil may see a similar effect after the summer peak demand for gasoline is over. As U.S. refineries continue to face capacity constraints, oil demand is expected to peak at 82 million barrels a day in the fourth quarter. For these reasons and others, American Atlantic Financial Corporation is offering at no cost or obligation a special market report on heating oil. Call toll-free 1-800-727-9330. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. To find out how an average investor could potentially profit from the price fluctuations of heating oil, call American Atlantic Financial Corporation to receive your free heating oil report and video. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Call right now, 1-800-727-9330. That's 1-800-727-9330.
The men and women rebuilding Florida's electrical grid after Hurricane Charley can't seem to get the work done fast enough. Progress Energy lineman Robert Bellamy is asking that for people still living without power to be patient and have some sympathy for the crews trying to restore electricity.
Our guys haven't even had time to go home. They don't have power at their house. They haven't had time to work on their houses. They've been away from their families.
He says the best thing people can do to help get their electric service back is to leave the crews alone. Many workers have complained about the constant interruptions from people who just want to know when the power is going to be restored. That firebrand cleric, Muqtadar al-Sadr, declined to meet a peace delegation today that was seeking to end the rebellion in the Iraqi city of Najaf. A Sadr aide told reporters that the Shiite cleric refused to meet them because of continued aggression by Americans. A number of military analysts say that the cleric Sadr must be taken into custody or Iraq will face the same violence for an extended period of time. This is USA Radio News.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person. She was here watching the kids, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
U.S. consumer prices dropped in July for the first time in 8 months. The numbers also show a comeback in the nation's industrial output and home building activity. The report also indicates a decline in energy costs after a recent sharp increase. Here's Darlene DeBrito with today's NYSE activity.
Prices closed higher in active trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The volume was 1,261,343,310 shares. The market was up 5 cents, and the New York Stock Exchange index closed at 6,320, up 4.30. Advancing issues were 1934 and declines 1319. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 9,972, up 18 points. Today's most active issue was Nortel Networks. It closed at $3.39, down 1 cent.
NASDAQ gained 12.5 at 1795. The S&P 500 gained 2 to finish the day at 1081. There's more news at usaradio.com. Russ Rossman reporting on the USA Radio Network.
New windows. You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears Home Services. Just call 1-800-811-8101 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly and tilt in for easy cleaning. The multi-pane glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-811-8101 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends October 26th. License number available on request, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. So if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now. 1-800-811-8101. That's 1-800-811-8101.
Okay, and welcome back. For all of you listening around the world who have been following this rather sordid American melodrama with deadly overtones and consequences, not only for the victims, but perhaps for the defendants, who faces the death penalty in California. It is the death penalty. I just read it today. I didn't think it was, but it is. Still executing people in California, all over the appeals process and everything else. Who knows? Okay, we've heard some amazing reversals in the first hour that are available at reversespeech.com that David John Oates, our guest tonight, has put together with his class of specialists in Australia, predicated primarily on the Diane Sawyer interview with lazy-voiced Scott Peterson. And we've got more this hour for you, so if you want to revisit these again, reversespeech.com is the place to go. Okay, David.
All right. Yes, and just before I continue, maybe we can get our phone number out as well. People can call us in the United States on area code 503-970-4922. And that's the Reverse Speech office located in Portland, actually. Oregon, 503-970-4922. We're actually, our main offices are located in Adelaide, South Australia, and you can get a hold of us through the email on my website. You'll find all the details there. Love to hear from you. Love to. I always like getting your emails and comments on the verses I post, and I get both the good and feedback. I try to reply to both. So there you go.
You do, even though you're busy as the Dickens, and so to all your fans out there. 20 years David John Oates has been doing this. By the way, I have put the reversals at rents.com as well up as a featured story at the top of the page and in the first headline block, so they'll take you right to David's website if you want to take that link and go. Either way.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, Sorry?
It was supposed to happen a couple days ago, but somehow it slipped through the cracks, so it's up there now.
All right. Oh, good. Well, I appreciate that. I'm flattered. All right. So here we go. We'll just play that reversal again that we played before the break. This was on the phone conversations between Amber Fry and Scott Peterson. And
we should mention, David, also very quickly that she was Amber began to cooperate with the police almost immediately after.
Yes, she did.
And recorded, an awful lot of phone calls. So.
Well, hundreds of hours of calls. Yeah, they just released them onto the net yesterday. And I got this reversal last night before the show. So I've got several hours of phone conversations. I know I won't get time to analyze it all. But anyway, here's this little one. So he's denying. He's saying, Forrest, I can't believe that you would believe I have anything to do with her disappearance.
You know, when I met...
It hurts me to believe that I could have something to do with her disappearance.
And backwards, you gotta feel the rigging was perfect.
You gotta feel the rigging was perfect.
And again.
You gotta feel the rigging was perfect.
And once more.
You gotta feel the rigging was perfect.
Now, rigging, a couple of different meanings. You could rig a crime scene. You could rig a crime. You could also, he may be thinking about rigging the body down in the bay, making sure that it's weighted properly. But either way, he's telling himself, I've got to believe or feel that this is perfect, that what I've done is perfect. No one can find me out. Does that make sense?
It does, David, and it rings true with everything we've heard so far tonight.
And he uses perfect again. This is one of the reasons I said earlier, I think he believes he's committed the perfect crime. So here it is, Ford's, another section.
An article about the event, completely factual, and an article I saw recently from the same paper had another photograph of me in it.
Now, this reversal, a little bit of a difficulty with one word in it, so I'll get your opinion. I've documented as perfect mess and it fills, F-I-L-L-S, but some people think it says fools you. I've documented it as perfect mess and it fills you. But listen to see if you can hear fools as well. That's what some people said they've heard.
Perfect mess and it fills you.
Perfect mess and it fills you.
Yes, the Phil Shiro.
I think it's Phil's, personally. But either way, perfect mess. Well, the mess is obviously the crime and what's happened. Perfect. Hey, this is perfect. You know, I haven't done messed up here, and it fills you. It fills him with. Well, it doesn't say with pride, but it implies that, you know, or it's filling him. It's consuming. Actually, that's probably a better description. It's filling him. It's consuming him, and he feels this perfect. That's the only way I can interpret that one. Okay, let's look at just a couple more reversals on Scott, and then we'll go and have a look at some on our illustrious President George W. Bush. Let's play this forward.
So you felt that Lacey was getting lost in all...
She's definitely got lost in this, yes. Yeah, I
talking about Lacey getting lost in this, and backwards he says, "Soul by your fetish."
Soul by your fetish.
Soul by your fetish.
And again.
Soul by your fetish.
Now, we had the reversal on his brother about a manic behavior, and a fetish, of course, is an obsessive desire, a compulsion. Soul by your fetish, I see that he spiritually, or his soul, is connected to these obsessive compulsive desires that he has. It's a fairly ominous reversal once again, along with all the others. So.
In that reversal, David, the soul, I again don't hear it as well as you. Do you hear an L on soul?
Oh, let's do it again. Okay.
Soul by your fetish.
Soul by your fetish.
And again.
Soul by your fetish.
I can hear an L here. Maybe it's not...
On this end, it suggests S-O-N-G, song.
Oh, let's do it again.
Soul by your fetish.
Oh, I can hear that.
Soul by your fetish.
I can hear that, absolutely I can. Still means the same thing though. You know, he's consumed by this fetish, basically. Alright, let's finish off on Scott Peterson with just the very first reversal that we started out with. I think that's probably the most significant. He's directly answering a question. Here it is, forwards.
Did you murder your wife?
No. I did not.
And a backwards neck, I hit hard.
Neck, I hit hard.
And once more.
Neck, I hit hard.
There we go. I think that sums it all up.
If that pronunciation of neck doesn't give you chills, nothing will.
Oh, yeah. It has this real... ominous feeling to it. It's a classic example of reverse speech. It meets what we call all the checkpoints. You can hear all every syllable and every letter is all very clear and precise. It's got emotion behind it too. You can hear the oomph on neck. And actually, let's just also play the other reversal that sent chills down my spine again. Here it is, forwards.
And I know that we're doing what we can to bring her home, and please, to everyone out there, it's more important the message to...
And backwards, closed it, her final red seal.
Closed it, her final red seal.
Closed it, her final red seal.
And once more. There we go. Make of that what you will, but that's what I found on Diane Sawyer's interview with Scott Peterson.
Oh, pretty amazing.
Pretty incredible stuff. All right. Now we'll have a little look at George Bush now. This is a speech from a speech that he gave last week. To a meeting of reporters. I can't think of the name of the conference now. It was a fairly well-known conference, and John Kerry gave a speech there as well the day before Bush, and I've got John Kerry's speech, but I haven't had a chance to get to the reversals yet, but we'll try and get to them very soon. Alright, so the first reversal we'll play is right at the very beginning of the speech, And here we go with it forwards.
I appreciate the invitation. It's good that Ernest tells me that there's nearly 10,000 members of your organization. I congratulate you for...
And he says backwards, served by the influence.
Served by the influence.
Served by the influence.
And again.
Served by the influence.
Speaks for itself, you know. As he speaks here, he's the influence of the people who he's speaking to is helpful and supportive to him. So,
indeed. All right. Very good. All right. Back with David John Oates in just a couple of minutes with more reverse speech here on the Jeff Rentz program, Coast to Coast and around the world on the Internet.
Jeff Rentz reminding you the Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. The HHA specializes in keeping you healthy and alive. They provide outstanding products like SEAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. And they have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name just a few. HHA also trains naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on their website and receive their 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to the herbalhealer.com website and check out their online member testimonials and hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.95 for just 12 months, then you are already approved for a brand new IBM, Dell, eMachine, or other name brand computer guaranteed. You heard right. Bad credit? No problem. There is no credit check, so you will not be turned down. If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.95 for just 12 months, you are approved for your brand new name brand computer. Just call 800-588-0596. Freedom Frog Funding says you are approved. So give us a call today at 800-588-0596 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. And if you act now, we'll add a $200 upgrade and a one-year warranty for free. You heard right. We will upgrade your computer and throw in a warranty absolutely free. So don't wait. Let Freedom Frog Funding send you the computer of your dreams today. Call 800-588-0596. That number is 800-588-0596.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $39.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channels?
Absolutely. And because you called American Satellite right now, you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free and free professional installation for all new customers with an annual programming commitment.
Oh, thank you.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-505-1561. That's 1-800-505-1561. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-505-1561. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004. New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Go listen to David's last visit on the program 2 weeks ago and take a close gander, well, an auditory gander, John Kerry and John Edwards reversals. Very interesting. We're doing some George W. Bush now. Just got started with those. So, David, go right ahead.
All right, okay. We just played a reversal at the very beginning where he said, served by the influence, speaks for itself. Now we're looking at another one, right, still in the beginning of his speech.
And so today I want to talk about some of the results of this administration, and then I look forward to answering some of your questions.
I want to talk about some of the results of this in administration. Now we have a strange reversal that sent me on a bit of a chase, actually. This reversal says, and the sheriff's an imbecile.
And the sheriff's an imbecile.
And the sheriff's an imbecile. And the sheriff's an imbecile.
You hear that one?
So he must be speaking metaphorically, somehow.
Well, it's obviously a metaphor of some sort. I don't know whether he's putting his own administration down, but this reversal clicked me off, and I thought to myself, this is not the first time I've heard this type of thing on George Bush. And, who he's referring to as the imbecile is a little bit unsure, but it's not the first time I've heard this type of thing on George Bush. Now, for example, here's a reversal I found a few years back. Here we go.
Today, the Federal Government Council of Economic Advisers released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
And here he says, Senate, they're all first-year losers. And here, we'll play it, play it one more time. So here we go, he's calling the sheriff an imbecile, whoever the sheriff is. Now he's referencing the Senate, and calling the Senate all first-year losers. Now he's talking about Congress.
There's time to get all this done, and we look forward to working with the members of Congress to get it done. I'll answer a couple of questions, starting with Fournier of the AP.
And when he says members of Congress, he says backwards, choke the blankers, and I'll let you fill in the other word, now.
Choke the blankers now. Choke the blankers now. Choke the blankers now.
Okay, so we've got a trend here. He's throwing insults out. The sheriff, is he talking about his administration? I don't know. Is an imbecile. The senator, first year losers. He's talking about the Congress. Choke the blankers now. And I went back through all my old George Bush reversals, and he must have used the F word at least a half a dozen times. And he's got this thing of insults to people and organizations in his reversals, which is very interesting, if you can understand the point I'm trying to make.
I do. Of course I do.
Yeah. So he seems to have a disrespect for those around him, and I have read reports on some websites that talk about this rather aggressive nature of George Bush.
Well, do you remember what happened recently in the news conference when people were asking him about his relationship with Ken Lay and Enron and so forth?
Uh-huh.
And he stormed off the stage?
Yep.
If you remember that, and he went apparently up to his, I'm assuming they were Secret Service or whomever is in charge of keeping the audience pruned and cleansed and all of that business to keep them so they're not full of, they don't throw surprises at him. And he said something to the effect, let me think here. He just withering in his verbiage, he said, if you can't keep those mother blankers off my back, I'll find somebody who will.
Yeah. Well,
kind of thing. I mean, just ruthless.
Well, I'm not in the least bit surprised, because that's the same type of attitude and personality trait that's coming out in his reversals. And, go to my site, reversespeech.com. I was actually surprised at the number of Bush reversals I had, because, as you know, he's very hard to find reversals on, but I must have had 50 or 60 on my site that I've gathered over the years. And go and have a look, and just scan through those 50 or 60 reversals, and you'll see a trend. One is the trend of abuse and putting people down. The other one is a trend of power, might rule the planet, Dad. I have power, and there's another reversible play coming up soon. And, you know, I'm thinking what I might do is I might put all these together and just put an article together compiling all these Bush reversals. It's really quite telling. Mm. And here we have another one on the same speech. He's talking about his press corps. Here we go.
Reaching out and including a lot of people. You represent a very important profession. It's one that I'm quite familiar with. I appreciate the chance to deal with my press corps on a regular basis.
And this one, when he says, talking about his press corps, he says, we aim to scalp. And I think there's a very quick them in there. I'm not sure. We aim to scalp unannounced.
We aim to scalp unannounced.
We aim to scalp unannounced.
And again.
We aim to scalp unannounced.
That reverse is a little bit muffled, actually. Not as clear as I thought it was. But
Well, all right. We got a break here.
Yep.
Interesting. And just remember that our president is now on antidepressant medication, so we can all rest easier, right? It's just the guy you want to see on SSRI, right? Okay. Be right back with David John Oates in just a couple of minutes. I'm glad you're along. As always, just fascinating to listen to these things.
Homeowners, have you been putting off painting your house? Good, you should, because with premium vinyl siding from Sears Home Services, you may never have to paint again. Call for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-811-8101. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears premium vinyl siding makes your home's exterior virtually maintenance-free. Your home will keep that freshly painted look because premium vinyl siding from Sears resists fading. And best of all, Sears guarantees your complete satisfaction or your money back. So call Sears at 1-800-811-8101 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends October 26th. License number available on request, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. So put off painting your house forever. Call now for premium vinyl siding from Sears. 1-800-811-8101. That's 1-800-811-8101.
Dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Planning your future is not just about saving money. It's about spending time. Because at Edward Jones, preparing for tomorrow is about more than distant futures. It's about offices nearby and building a relationship as well as a portfolio. It's as much about mutual friends as it is mutual funds. In creating bonds rather than simply buying them. At Edward Jones, it's never just about investing. It's about knowing you and your dreams.
My every hope, my life, my world, it all begins with a dream.
Edward Jones, investing in you and your dreams.
For help in achieving your dreams, please call me, Peter Van Flyn, at 458-7700.
Member SIPC.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cassie, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Chicken Soup for the Horse Lover's Soul, co-authored by Dr. Marty Becker, is the latest release in the New York Times best-selling series of books from authors Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. In this edition, readers will enjoy uplifting and humorous stories that depict the horse's intelligence, versatility, and intuitiveness. You'll discover the healing powers of the horse working with an autistic child, marvel at the beauty of a Grand Prix dressage winner, be awed by the stamina and strength of a working horse, and appreciate the athletic prowess of a champion racer. Mourned by warriors, immortalized by Hollywood, and cherished by little boys and girls, there's no question we share a special relationship with our horses. The magic lies not in the strength and longevity of the relationship, but in the mystery of how the two different species can be drawn so closely to one another. If you love horses or know someone who does, look for Chicken Soup for the Horse Lover's Soul at your favorite bookstore, Walmart, or online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
To Australia with David John Oates, reversespeech.com. Okay, David.
All right, moving right along. Here's another ominous reversal on George Bush. He's talking, think about terrorism forwards.
It's, we cannot, again, you know, it's interesting, the these recent threats, now they're becoming more and more enriched, as you're finding out.
All right, these recent threats are becoming more and more enriched. And where he says these recent threats, he says backwards, stealth, misuse it.
Stealth, misuse it.
Stealth, misuse it.
And again.
Stealth, misuse it.
The only thing I can glean from that is, as he's dealing with the threats, he's used, you know, obviously they operate secretly and in stealth, but misuse it. One can think of a misuse of power. Is the only thing I can draw from that reversal.
One can think of a contrived set of terror warnings as well, a stealthy, contrived public relations campaign.
Oh,
stealth,
yeah.
Words phony.
Yes.
Vicious. Misuse.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Here, run on again forwards.
It's, we cannot, again, you know, it's interesting, the, these recent threats, now they're becoming more and more, enriched, as you're finding out.
All right. Stealth, misuse it.
Stealth, misuse it.
There we go. All right.
As you're finding out, as we're finding out from whom, as we're finding out from the government, which could easily be inflating or even concocting these things, the Europeans, for the most part, David, are howling at these terror alert color stage warnings that Homeland Security keeps throwing at the American public. They're not doing that over there. They're jerking the American public around like it's on the end of a yo-yo string, and the Europeans are laughing at one point, and then they're beside themselves with their consternation at the next as to how America can put up with this crap.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, stealth, misuse of it, false terror warnings, and their misuse. That's how it could be read as well.
Yeah, I would. I can totally see that. All right, here's a reversal that... that I chuckled with irony when I found it. Here it is, forwards.
With people that could be harmed, and that's exactly what we've done. And I'll continue to do as a president. This is a dangerous time. I wish it wasn't this way. Now, I wish I wasn't the war president. Who in the heck wants to be a war president? I don't.
Yeah, right. Here, well, I want to play that section again forward.
Now, I wish I wasn't the war president. Who in the heck wants to be a war president? I don't.
All right. When he says that, he says backwards, this is a far long reversal. Hell, sickness, I wish you were master. Here it is. Hell, sickness, I wish you were master.
Hell, sickness, I wish you were master.
Hell, sickness, I wish you were master.
Very quick.
Hell, sickness, I wish you were master.
So, the hell sickness, well, that's the, guess that's the war, that's the battle we're all fighting, but I wish you were master, you referring to himself in the third person. I wish you were master, I wish I was in control, I wish I had more power. So where he says, I don't want to be the war president, the reversal seems to say, no, I wish I was in total control. Does that make sense, or am I off base?
No, no, it harkens back to his famous comment or comments about if I were a dictator, this would be a lot easier, or if this were a dictatorship, it would be easier as long as I was a dictator. You know, paraphrasing, there have been a couple of comments like that over the years.
Oh, really? Well, that's very interesting. Okay, well, here's that reversal again. Here it is forward.
I wish I wasn't the war president. Who in the heck wants to be a war president? I don't.
And here it is, hell sickness, I wish you were master.
Hell sickness, I wish you were master.
Hell sickness, I wish you were master. Hell sickness, I wish you were master.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the reversal, which I'm just quickly, as I'm talking to you, looking now, but it kind of reminds me of this reversal here. Here it is, forward.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
And it goes backwards, rule the planet, Dad. As I played that reverse on you.
Yeah, I remember that one. I think it's pretty obvious the man would be much happier if he were just flat out dictator, and that would be the end of it.
I tend to agree with that based on all the reversals. And like I say, go to my site and look at some of these reversals I've got on Bush and see if you don't agree with me that there is a man here who is who lusts for power and is... I'm trying to think of something polite to say, but he's certainly there's enough concern in his reversals for people to start asking some very serious questions. All right, here's a simple reversal here. This is a reporter is pushing him on a particular topic.
Texas, so that may have an impact on those students going to college.
Yeah. But so, I appreciate you recognizing that it's working in the first place.
It is, but the percentage of white students increased as well.
See, sometimes,
but I understand.
Sometimes they talk, sometimes they deliver.
And it just simply says backwards here, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
And the reporter's pushing him, you see, and so he's just responding back and saying, here, let this go. Here, let's play it again, and notice, and you can actually hear a slight irritation in Bush's voice.
Texas, so that may have an impact on those students going to college.
Yeah, but so, I appreciate you recognizing that it's working in the first place.
It is, but the percentage of white students increased as well.
See, sometimes,
I understand.
Sometimes they talk, sometimes they deliver.
And backwards, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
There you go. Just a nice little incidental reversal. All right, and here he is. We're still on the same speech here, and he's talking about education.
If you believe that every child can learn to read and write and add and subtract, which I believe, then you must be willing to measure to determine.
And I'm not too sure what this means. He simply says, you better deal.
You better deal.
You better deal. You better deal.
So, I don't know. Maybe they better deal with him to get what they want. It's let's run again forward, see if we can get a clue.
If you believe that every child can learn to read and write and add and subtract, which I believe, then you must be willing to measure.
You better deal.
You better deal.
You better deal. You better deal.
I don't know. Make of that what you will. All right.
David, have reversals with Bush become any more frequent than they were earlier very quickly?
Yes, I think they have.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back on that note. Maybe things are changing somewhere. David John Oates is here, and we'll be back.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business, no matter what business you happen to be in. With that kind of schedule, the last thing you want to worry about is office supplies. So from paper to computers, pens to coffee, Sam's Club has the products you need for any business office. Sam Walton created Sam's Club to give small businesses the purchasing power of big businesses. That means when you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low cost on the supplies you need to run your office. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. Another time saver? Our click and pull and fax and pull services let you order ahead at samsclub.com or by fax at no extra charge. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call 800-505-1561. That's 800-505-1561. For new customers only. Annual programming commitment required. Ask how you can get your first 6 months for only $29.99 a month of $60 value. Offer ends July 17th. Call now. 800-505-1561.
Have you ever experienced the pressure of a timeshare presentation? Timeshare Travel has been in the business of buying and selling timeshares on the resale market for over 20 years. You can buy a deeded five-star timeshare at most resorts worldwide and save up to 50% without all the hype of a presentation. Call us before you buy from any timeshare resort. Call Timeshare Travel today at 1-800-35-CONDO or go to our website at www.timesharetravel.com.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Presenting some, as always, intriguing, compelling, fascinating, remarkable speech reversals. His website is reversespeech.com. And again, you can do this yourself at any time and anywhere, at any time, anywhere, at any place. You can get your own reverse speech, little handheld cassette tape recorder made by Sony and modified by reversespeech.com. And the phone number here in the States again, David, for that?
503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922. I might like also to mention that I am starting an online training class on September 1st. So?
Very good. Very good.
Yes, starts September the 1st, 2 weeks from now, and training all the way to analyst and then on to practitioner level. So if you are interested in reverse speech and serious about pursuing this as a career or even in just learning more about it so you can use it yourself more efficiently, then go to my website, find out more details about the class. You can sign in and... September the 1st, we'd love to have you join us.
You know, David, there's one part of reverse speech and its potential that I'm surprised hasn't been more heavily used by law enforcement, and that is certainly suspect interviews and having them reversed. Just for background, just to check out if there's anything reverse speech can do to shed light on a suspect's explanation, alibi, whatever. I mean, this ought to be kind of... Yeah, I could see a time that every major police department has a reverse speech specialist either on staff or on call to which they can submit recorded interviews for analysis, because this would give law enforcement, I think, a real good lead in many cases that otherwise they wouldn't necessarily see.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Its use in the investigative aspect of law enforcement is just stunning. For a start, as you saw from the Scott Peterson reversals, it's going to give you a very good idea whether the suspect is innocent or guilty. But it's going to do more than that. It's going to lead you to clues that you need to bring a conviction. You can find out the location of missing evidence, murder weapons, the name of accomplices in crime. We just saw from the Scott Peterson tape, we had a reference to phishing. So we know that phishing, we can pursue that avenue as being a legitimate avenue of investigation. My analyst in Oregon, Jack Johnston, has of course been working for the Oregon State Police. He's working on a case right now and just had some amazing, stunning results. It goes far further than the lie detector in terms of giving you an indication of truth or error. It will actually give you quite specific pieces of information that you can go and track down, which is really quite stunning.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Okay. About minutes left.
All right. Okay. Here's a little quick reversal on Bush. Not too sure what it means. Just a little insert to a reporter.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We appreciate your being here this morning.
By the way, it's Big 13 news, not Big 2.
I'm not even too sure what he's saying forwards, but he says backwards, Earth guilty.
Earth guilty.
Earth guilty. Earth guilty.
There you go. Make of that what you will. Here's a long reversal on Bush. He's talking about the political diversity in the United States.
I also believe there ought to be diversity in the political parties in America, and that's why I'm going to work hard to tell people my message.
All right. Now, long reversal, also a little bit cryptic. And as your regular listeners know, reverse speech can get cryptic or metaphoric at times. I sometimes play these metaphors on the air. We discuss their meanings. This one says, go with a mouse and a crime in it. Now, I think the mouse in this case is a metaphor for computer. That's the only thing I can think of. Anyway, go with a mouse and a crime in it.
Go with a mouse and a crime in it.
Go with a mouse and a crime in it. Go with a mouse and a crime in it.
And it's another consistent theme in Bush's reversals is the word crime. And I went and counted them up this morning too, and I must have counted about a dozen references using the word crime. So these question marks are raised, and we see something different than we saw in the John Kerry reversals, where we saw congruent statements for the most part. There were a couple of little incongruities that were supporting his tale, but with Bush we're seeing these cults and ulterior motives. His mind's on something different. What is the crime? I don't know. Let's run it again forwards, and you make up your own mind.
I also believe there ought to be diversity in the political parties in America, and that's why I'm going to work hard to tell people my message.
And here it is, Go with a Mouse and a Crime in It.
Go with a mouse and a crime in it.
Go with a mouse and a crime in it. Go with a mouse and a crime in it.
Any clues, Jeff?
No.
No.
Well, it says mouse. I hear mouse over here, but I don't know what that would mean.
Oh, yes, mouse. M-M-M-A-U-S-E. Mouse. Yeah, well, I would see computer, working with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There you go. It's a cryptic reversal. There's always a couple of reversals I play on the show that we don't know what they mean. All right. There we go. That's most reversals on Bush I want to play. You can go and see the rest on my site. I'm just informed by my webmaster, by the way, if you're trying to get in right now, the site's actually down. It should be up in about 5 or 10 minutes. There was a problem with the net connection. So if you're trying to get in right now, just wait for five minutes and it should be straight back up again.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left. Do you want to pull anything from Carrier Edwards last time around that might illustrate there?
Yeah, I think we can do that. Let's go and do that real quick. Let's see. Here we go with Kerry and Edwards. All right. Now here's a couple of Kerry, of course, on Edwards. Let's show the ego that he had. Here's one of them.
Where you live, no matter who your family is, no matter what the color of your skin, this is the America we believe in.
And of course, he's rallying the crowd there. They're getting all enthusiastic. And he says backwards, "I amaze it."
Yes, if I do say so myself.
If I do say so myself, yeah, a very healthy ego. All right, here's one on Edwards again. He's talking about being on the election campaign trail.
You know, for the last few months, John's been traveling around the country talking about his positive, optimistic vision for America, talking about his plan to move this country in the right direction.
And backwards he says, now we sell and pray. And we discussed last show, if you remember, whether it was P-R-A-Y or P-R-E-Y. And I think it's P-R-E-Y. So here we go, now we sell and pray.
Now we sell and pray.
Now we sell and pray. Now we sell and pray.
So he's on the campaign trail, running around, trying to get some votes. Here is one on Kerry, where he's trying to calm the crowd down.
So tonight.
And he says backwards, "Be honest, Bush."
Yeah, honest, Bush. Yeah, honest, Bush.
And he actually repeats it twice.
Yeah, honest, Bush. Yeah, honest, Bush.
There we go. Make of that one what you will. And let me, I'm just going through all the reversals here. Let me see a good one to pull out. Here's a congruent reversal. We'll run it forward.
I will have a Secretary of Defense who will listen to the advice of the military leaders.
Now this reversal says, serve, heal the earth.
Serve, heal the earth.
And again.
Serve the earth.
That's as opposed to Earth Guilty, which we heard on George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one where he's talking about looking a parent in the eye.
Before you go to battle, you have to be able to look a parent in the eye and truthfully say, I tried everything possible to avoid sending your son or daughter into harm's way.
And he says backwards, yes, seal the proof. So, yeah, he's got to be able to have proof and show that he has to send the sons and daughters to war.
Yes, seal the proof.
Yes, seal the proof.
And again.
Yes, seal the proof.
So there we go. So far, you know, fairly congruent on John Kerry. Let's pull up here's an interesting one that I didn't know what it meant. Maybe if anyone can have any clues on this reversal, please email me backwards@reversespeech.com.
All those who believe that our best days are ahead of us, with great faith in the American people,
And he says backwards, sold with a heresy.
Sold with a heresy. Sold with a heresy.
Fairly strong reversal.
Sold with a heresy.
Not too sure. Sorry?
Well, interesting, the word heresy popping up there.
Oh, yeah, very interesting. Alright, here is, let me see, very quickly, here's one, he's talking about the South entering the fray, or the fight.
This son of a mill worker is ready to lead, and next January, Americans will be proud to have a fighter for the middle class to succeed Dick Cheney as vice president.
And it says, assist, South will enter the fray. So I think part of the reason he's got John Kerry is to get the Southern vote.
Assist, South will enter the fray. Assist, South will enter the fray.
Sorry?
Okay, we got to go.
Yep,
and
okay.
Thanks much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jeff. I'll speak to you next show.
Very good.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations.